Glory be to God forever. Hallelujah. Everybody say faithfulness.
Faithfulness.
Prepares the place,
of great authority.
How many of you want great authority? How many of you want the first time you say, demon, get out of here? It just goes. First time you say, sickness, leave. Sickness leaves. That's great authority. Do we know that Jesus walked in a little greater authority than even his disciples? We have evidence of that. We've been down this road. Do you know that Jesus walked in a greater authority than maybe you or I today? Oh, brother, I know that. Yeah, well, okay. We're on the same page then. He walked in great authority. Why is that? Well, we have the name of Jesus. I know. We're seated in that name. But what's holding it back then, Rich? That's what we're going to talk about today. There must be something holding it back, right? You're seated in that name of Jesus. Why aren't you just walking like he walks? Well, I'll show you today. Aren't you glad you came? All right, you ready? Luke 7. Brother, you read from Luke 7 every time. I know. You know, and I anticipate reading from Luke 7 for the rest of my life. What about all the rest of the scriptures? You're going to throw them out the window? You're not going to read them again? I read that once. I memorized that one when I was in kindergarten. And they gave me a lollipop. Well, big whoopity-doo. Where's that lollipop now? I still have... No, you don't. You ate it. You need these verses down on the inside of you. They're eternal. The word is eternal. So don't think you're going to get over it. Never-ending word of God. That's what eternal means. Do we need to explain this to people? It doesn't die. It's eternal. What happens to you when you line yourself up with that word? You become eternal. Huh. How would you like people to say that about you? You never change. He's eternal. Well, the only way they're going to say that is when you line up with the word, when you change. You change. I change. I'm more eternal today than I was yesterday. Right? You follow me here? I'm going to be more eternal tomorrow, thank you, than I was today. Luke 7. Let's pray before we read this. Father, in Jesus' name, Fredelo, Bazana, Engus, Shofag, Defazunst, Flebehedo, Digididbomban. I thank you that your word is eternal. I thank you that we're entering into that word anew today. We have great life, great power, great victory in you, in your kingdom, in your glory. I ask you to release another measure of that upon us that we may stand in it, be changed by it, and live a life well-pleasing to you in the earth. We thank you, Holy Spirit. Let your glory and the knowledge of your glory fill us and fill the earth as the waters cover the sea. This is our mission. This is our directive. This is your word, and we receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Luke 7, verse 8. Everybody say, I receive from the Spirit of God.
I receive from the Spirit of God.
This morning, right now, the Spirit of God's talking to me. For I am a man set under authority, having under me soldiers, and I say to one, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he comes, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. He doeth it. Is he having a problem with his servants obeying him? Why? Because he's a man set under authority. We've been over this. If he's outside of the authority, the servants don't have to obey him anymore. They might for a time, but eventually he's going to have a problem. I am a man, and this is what he recognized in Jesus. He said, I also am a man set under authority. He was coming to Jesus to get Jesus to fix a problem. And when he was under the authority that he was under, his servant did what he told him to do. Was Jesus under any authority when he was on the earth? Did Jesus have miraculous manifestations when he was under that authority? What if Jesus just wanted to start a side business? He had the great multitudes there. Why not hand out some cards? He could have kept that whole fisherman thing going on. We could have had a great business taken off. Would that have been outside of the authority that God sent him to? Would it have prospered according to the word? Hang on there. Would it have prospered? Yes, because the word says whatever you put your hand to will prosper. And Jesus could have believed this. It would have prospered, but would it have been great authority? And here's where the difference is. Sometimes you have to sacrifice the good to have the great. You sacrifice what's good so you can have the great. The word will work. The word will work for anybody, anytime, anywhere. On anything, as long as you're in line with the word. But sometimes you have to sacrifice the good for the great, and we're talking about great authority today. If you want great authority, it's a very narrow road that you have to walk. Could this man, who was set under authority, increase in authority? Could he have more soldiers under him? What if he didn't do what he was supposed to do at the time with the soldiers that he had under him? Would he increase in authority? No. The person who's over that man would go, hey, buddy boy, you're messing up. I'm going to have to take some of that authority away from you. Discipline you a little bit. Hopefully he'll come back in line. If he doesn't come back in line in that day and age, they just do, I don't know what they do, whip him. Put them on a stick and burn them. Brother, it's Sunday morning. I know. Wake up. This gets good. Hallelujah. This man could increase in authority and have more soldiers under him. Jesus marveled at these things, and he turned about and said, I've not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. Hallelujah. Go to Hebrews 3. Glory be to God forever. Hebrews chapter 3. Who wants to increase in authority and power in the earth? They both go hand in hand, authority and power. Hallelujah. How would you like to have every single thing you say immediately come to pass? Wham! Believe me, I believe in faith confessions. I believe in confessing the word. I do that every day. But I know that I'm not to the level where I just say something and whoosh, materializes in front of me. You know, I don't know if I'd want to be out on the ocean with giant waves coming and look like the ship's sinking. Did Jesus do a faith confession overnight? Is that what he did? Is that how he got it going? The wind and the waves, they obey me. 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 Now, don't take that and run with it and think I'm not a name it and claim it guy. I am. I preach on this stuff. That's where you are. Stay there. But that's not where Jesus was. He was in great authority. But he got there some way. It was by faithfulness to the one who was over him. How does that centurion increase in authority? In faithfulness to the ones who are over him. Right? I don't know what's over a centurion. Anybody? Right, big centurions, that's right. But if he's not doing what his boss is telling him to do, then his authority under him is going to... Does this make sense? And this is the opposite side of the way we've heard authority of the believer preach. Because you are seated in the name of Jesus and all things are under your feet. We know this. But we don't have the manifestation of that. Why? It's because of this. The faithfulness factor. And how many know we've got Christians everywhere? They're just going all over the place. They're not faithful to anything. They continue for a while, and then they're gone. Believe me, I know. I've been there. But we're going to be faithful here, and we're going to do what God's telling us to do here, and we're going to get on this, and we're going to increase. Yeah, maybe little by little. So what? You don't want it all at once. We'll freak you out. What do you do? 13,000 people show up just today. You'd be like, we stack them up, I guess. People are like, yeah, that's what we want, that's what we want, that's what we want. No, you don't. You wouldn't know what to do with them. You have to increase in your ability to walk in the authority that God has for you, and he will increase you and increase you and increase you. God gives you great dominion over all demons. You know what comes with authority? Responsibility. Responsibility. What about Jesus? People found out he had healing power flowing out of his body. What happened? The multitudes came to him. There were times he didn't want that. He'd go and hide somewhere. He got to the point where he's telling people, don't go tell anybody. I know you got healed. Yay. Don't tell anybody. Go home. Shh. He goes and tells everybody, and now he can't even go into the town anymore. He has to go out in the wilderness again. And I hate the wilderness. There's no hotels out there. No buffets. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Jesus Christ, who was faithful to him that appointed him. Jesus himself was faithful to him that appointed him. That would be God and the Holy Ghost. He was, because he never did any of this stuff until the Holy Ghost came on him, and then he learned how to be faithful to the Holy Ghost, which meant he was unfaithful to all those other things that he may have wanted to do before. And we need to learn how to say no. No! Because I got to be faithful to what God's called me to do. Consider him. Verse 2, who was faithful to him that appointed him, as also Moses was faithful in all his house. Who also was? Moses. You think Moses walked a little tightrope there too? Oh yeah. Get out of line at all in that day. Wacko, smacko, you're gone. So's your whole family. Remember the people try to rise up against Moses? What happened to them? The earth, the Bible says, swallowed them up alive. They went alive down into Hades. Alive. It's the only time in the Bible. Normally people die. And if they're not saved, that's where they go. But these people went down alive with all their stuff. They got their wish. They could take everything they wanted with them. They just did not go where they wanted to go. He was faithful. Moses was faithful in all his house. Now listen, house. I mean, he was faithful in his house. He kept the carpet clean. The house that God put him in, the authority, the place, the position, he was faithful in it. And God increased him and increased him and increased him. The people that were in that same house, are other people in the house? Yes, they're in the same house, and God increases them in the same manner, in the same function, in the same format. It's the same thing, but it's a house, it's a position, it's a place, it's a seating. Moses was seated in that, and he was faithful in it. Do you know how many people aren't faithful? Even in the natural realm, you have a president or something. They're not faithful in the house or the seating they've been put in. They end up messing it up and getting kicked out or something. He's faithful in the house. Who's in the house? God. You're faithful in the house that God has put you. What happens when you're faithful in the house that God's put you? You increase. Your authority increases. Is there some limit to this? Absolutely not. There's no limit. If you're faithful, there is no limit to you. There is no ceiling. Look down, there's a floor. Look up, there's no ceiling. You get out of the atmosphere, what is there up there? There's space. That's what science called it because I couldn't come up with another name. It's like something between this planet and that planet. You know what I'll call it? Space. It's a scientific term. I know it might be above your head there, but glory be to God. Moses was faithful. Jesus was faithful in his house, in his position, in his authority. Go to Matthew 24. Well, I want the authority, brother. I just don't want the faithfulness part. That makes it like work. Especially in a culture where nobody's faithful to anything. Husbands aren't faithful to their wives. Children aren't faithful to their parents. People in churches aren't faithful to their pastor. Or whatever they're in, their jobs. Think about it. You could quit your job today. Rich, don't. You could quit your job today and go work for somebody else just because they offer you a little bit better benefit. Pack up and move. It's built into us. That's the point. It's built into this culture that we don't have to be. It's okay. It's acceptable. Well, I quit. It's on the front row and the pastor spit on me 3 times. Didn't even wipe it off. I'm out of here. That's why you gotta know where God put you first. That way you're not just being faithful to a man because men will let you down. But you're faithful to where God put you. You're faithful in your house. Do you understand? Well, you don't have to look to a man, because men are fallible. Even me, believe it or not. What? Don't look so surprised. Matthew 24:45. Who then is a faithful and wise servant whom his Lord has made ruler over his household to give them meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he comes, shall find so doing. Verily I say unto you that he shall make him ruler over all his house. Who's the Lord going to make ruler over all his house? His house, remember, his authority. Who's he going to give his authority to? Those who are faithful. See how he's connecting these two things? The faithfulness, he will then in turn give you great authority over all his house. Like I'm telling you, we couldn't handle that right now, could we? The Lord shows up and says, I deem you faithful and wise. You are now ruler over all the house. We'd be like, ah. Well, I wouldn't, brother. Oh, yes, you would. Glory be to God. It'd go to your head so fast, you'd probably just run out in the road. Get hit by a bus. I'm ruler. That's it. You ruled for a day. Couldn't even rule your own feet or your own mouth. Better not go there. Can't even rule your own mouth. You want to rule the kingdom? You know how many people get in trouble by their mouth? Do you know how many? What about the centurion? He's in authority. You think he can just flip off and say whatever he wants? General Buckethead over there. He thinks he's boss of me. I can do whatever I want. I got 100 servants. Yeah, General Buckethead's got 1,000 servants. And you're one of them. Mouth. People lose it, don't they? They'll mess up everything. I could mess up my marriage right now with my mouth. Don't you do it. You could too. Your relationship. Is this right, Wayne? This is absolutely right. It's where you have authority. This is why you can increase in that. You want your marriage to increase? Then increase in the responsibility and the faithfulness in that which you have authority over. Does that make sense? Thank you. Matthew 24:47. Verily I say unto you that he shall make him ruler over all his goods. Is that good? How about the Lord? Has he got any goods? Is he the Lord of heaven and earth? He's given you promise that if you're faithful and wise, faithful, we'll get into this a little bit, what faithfulness means, but if you're faithful and wise, he will make you ruler over his stuff. Isn't that the way it is? His stuff becomes yours, your stuff becomes his. He makes you ruler over his stuff. Whose authority is it that heals sickness and disease? Yours? It's his. Whose authority is it that casts out demons? Yours? It's his authority. He'll make you ruler in that area if you're faithful. He found him so doing. He found him doing what he was told to do. That's called being faithful, isn't it? You leave a country, you leave somebody behind, you tell them to do something. What if the first thing they said is, "Woo, glad bossy boy's out of here. Now we can just do whatever we want." And he comes back and you didn't do what he told you to do. Well, you're in trouble. You're going to increase in, is he going to give you more goods to be in authority over if you weren't doing what he told you to do on the small thing that he had given you? I could compromise the word of God in this church, and I'm not going to. We've had people that didn't like the message of speaking in tongues. So I did a series on it. And they laughed. Brother, that's why. Hey, I am not going to compromise. Why? Who am I being faithful to? I'm being faithful to the one who gave me and put me in the house. And now I can increase. And it'll increase. And we'll see an increase. And we'll have power in this church where other people will just have maybe just a little bit. A little dab won't do you here, as far as I'm concerned. We're going to change until we're just vibrating, glowing. You won't even need your car to get to church. You'll just vibrate over there. Then he said unto him, well, thou good servant, because thou hast been faithful in a very little, have thou authority over 10 cities. Are you starting to see the faithfulness connection with authority? Who's going to do it? If you're faithful, let's say I'm an employer and you're faithful to me and you're always there and you show up on time and you do your job and you do what you're supposed to and you go above and beyond and you're thinking ahead and you're helping me out and you're doing stuff. Pretty soon I'm going to do what? Give you more authority. Give you more dominion. You will come up in the same house. Do you understand? Do you remember? Joseph was the premier of Egypt. Matter of fact, it said that the Pharaoh, right? He said, you can have charge over all of the kingdom. You have more authority than anybody in the kingdom except for me. He probably had the power of veto. But he put him in charge. He put him in charge and he put him in charge of all of his house. Does this sound familiar? Do you think Joseph was faithful in what he was called to do? Absolutely. One thing you can call him is faithful. Luke chapter 12 and verse 47. And that servant which knew his Lord's will and prepared not himself. Everybody say prepared. Prepared not himself, neither did according to his will. He shall be beaten with many stripes. You know, this is Jesus talking. You don't want to be on that side of this. You understand. You don't want to be beaten with many stripes. But he that knew not and did commit things worthy of stripes shall be beaten with a few stripes. Is there greater and lesser degrees of punishment? I mean, hell's not communistic. No. What about heaven? Are there degrees of authority and place and position in heaven? Absolutely. There's greater and lower. And greater and lower. Matter of fact, Jesus said of John the Baptist that the least one in the kingdom of heaven was of greater in authority, greater position in a greater house than anybody else that was not a Christian. But if there's greater, there's lesser. Do we understand? And what do we want? Great authority. The only way to get it, there's only one way. It's called faithfulness. You go ask Catherine Kuhlman if she had this great mighty power not in the beginning of her ministry. It was just her in a car. She'd drive around. She'd look for places to preach. Stop along the side of the road. Find 3 people there. Preach to them. She did this for years and years and years and years. It was only towards the end of her ministry, the last few years, after being faithful, faithful, faithful. We think of Catherine Kuhlman now. We think of the glory cloud and her floating around and people falling out and being healed and all this other stuff. That was only at the end, after years of being faithful, God increased her dominion, her position, her authority. Did the name of Jesus increase? No. She just increased in her submission to the one over him. She did a good job at being faithful, and then the authority under her became greater. You understand? And that servant which knew his Lord's will and prepared not himself, neither did according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes. He that knew not and did commit things worthy of stripes shall be beaten with few stripes. What increased and diminished here? The authority and the responsibility. With your authority comes responsibility. You know more now. You can't live the way you used to live. Straighten up, fly right. Do what you know to do, whether anybody likes it or not. If you do that, what if you irritate everybody by doing what you're called to do? Everybody gets mad at you. Who's going to be pleased with you? The one who's in authority over you. What's he going to do? Increase you. Look what it says. For to whomsoever much is given of him shall much be required, and to whom men have committed much of him will they ask the more. You sure you want great authority? You're going to be asked more. You're going to be asked to do more. Now, what's the blessing with that? Is that you get the authority to do it. You get the power to do it. You get the ability to do it. That would be unjust if God gave you something to do and didn't give you the ability to do it. But you won't have any of that if you don't prove yourself faithful in that which is little, and he will make you ruler over much. You people still here? Yes, this sermon, no, it's just not my favorite. Well, too bad. It depends what you want. I want you to lay your hands on me and give me great authority. It doesn't work that way. And yet we have large portions of the body of Christ that believe it does. Depends what meeting I'm in, and if I get in the right line, and the right pastor, or right so-and-so evangelist, or prophet lays his hands on me and prophesies over me, pretty soon I'm, woo! And you are, you're, woo! This is what I tell people, I say, do the basics, okay? This is what we're missing. We got people going from here to there, here to there, here to there, trying to get something that's outside of Scripture. Get your nose in the book. Read your Bible. Pray every day. Walk in love. Get connected to a church. Stay faithful. Be in there. Get it in that house. You will increase. And God will be able to rely on you and trust you. This is being consistent. Right? I used to tell Sharon this all the time. Some people just plain need to be on a program. Put them on a program. Get up in the morning. Give them a confession list. Say all of these things. Number one, I am healed. Number two, I'm a Christian. Number three, I believe the word of God. I'm not moved by what I see. Okay? Then, after you get done with that, go and read your Bible for a half an hour. Then go listen to a tape from somebody who's anointed to preach. And then go pray in tongues for 15 minutes. And then the next week, pray in tongues for 20 minutes. And increase it. Increase. Increase in your faithfulness over what you know to do. I'm not giving you some woo, wacky, weird thing. This is what you know to do, and how many of you are doing it? Do it consistently, consistently, and God will see that faithfulness, and he will increase you. He will. How many of you know that's the truth? That's the absolute truth. Brother, you're preaching the truth. Thank you. And people are always looking for something else, looking for the wild and the supernatural. I love the wild and supernatural. Are you kidding me? But it's not. What's going to get you there is the faithfulness over that which you know to do. And you're consistent. Are you ready for this? Remember, to whom much is given, much is required. And when the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walks through dry places, seeking rest and finding none. He says, I will return unto my house from whence I came out. Look what he's calling it. He's calling it his house. Do you understand what happened here? Somebody cast out a demon by the Spirit of God, and it wandered through what? Dry places. He went through dry places, seeking rest, finding none. Where did he go? Back to the place he came from. He called it his house. His position, his place of authority. Demons can only be there and occupy there if they have authority to be there that they've been given by somebody who's over them, and it's usually the person themselves. What's he seeking? The place to rest, to sit, to occupy, to be who he's called to be. Brother, you're talking about demons. I know, but they're in that same line of authority. He's seeking rest. He's finding none. He's seeking no place. There's no place, no authority. I'm going to go back where I was. What happens if the person lets him back in? He's back. He's back on his throne. He's back there again. Brother, I don't like this. You're scaring me. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walks through dry places, seeking rest and finding none. He says, I will return unto mine house from whence he came out. Do you see this? Do you know why evil spirits occupy places? They've been given authority to do so, generally by a person. What happened when they got cast out? Someone who had more authority than them made them leave. What happens when the person leaves? Who made them leave? Then they come back and they say, hey, nobody's here enforcing it anymore. I'll go back and see if I can sit back on this house again, this position. Remember, Jesus was faithful in all of his house. Moses was faithful in all of his house. This man wasn't being faithful in all of his house. And I hope to get into this in a later date, but if you're faithful in the Word of God and you're faithful in the things that you know to do, then these things can't stay. You're being faithful in your house. They have to leave. You go and you ask some of these Christians that are having problems, My mind is being run by the devil. What am I doing? I got these crazy thoughts. What are you doing? Are you reading your Bible every day? Are you praying? Are you filled with the Spirit praying in tongues every day? Are you doing your confessions? Are you in a church? Are you associated with godly people? Are you in the authority that you're supposed to be under? And are you faithful there? 99.9% of the time, no. They're not doing that. They're not faithful in their house, and so something else is trying to take authority there. You get them into these things, the basics, those things leave. Brother, that's not as dramatic as I was expecting. I expected a big, come out! You may get that, but what's it going to do when I leave? You need to be faithful in your house. Remember, this thing left and it wanted to come back. You've got to be faithful in your house. Everybody say, I'm faithful, in my house. Did you get that? 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Look what's going on here. This is Paul writing to Timothy. Was Timothy faithful? I didn't have time. There's plenty of scriptures that said there was three or four guys that were with Timothy. And he gave them authority to go and tell these churches what? What he told them to tell them. What if they decided to come up with their own thing? Would they be out of the authority? They certainly would. Now he's telling Timothy to do what? He says, and these things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to what kind of men? Faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. And what are they going to do? They're going to teach other people to be faithful to what?
Just faithful.
No, faithful to the word that he gave them. That's how you're faithful to what God said to you. Be faithful to it. Do you see there's a little structure here going on? Where did Paul get his authority from? From God. He was set in the church. We've been down this road. Hopefully it's going to help you to see where and how to be faithful. Go over to Titus. Next book over, Titus. Chapter 1, verse 7. For a bishop must be blameless as the steward of God, not self-willed, not, did you see that? Not self-willed. Why do you think that would be a problem in being faithful? Wouldn't it? What did Jesus have to do? Not my will, but yours be done. That thing has to die. My will? Yeah, you have to submit your will to the one who is in authority over you. Ultimately, it's God. It's his word. Glory be to God forever. A bishop must be blameless, the steward of God, not self-willed, not soon angry, not given to wine, no striker. Yeah, that would be bad. That means whack somebody. They're not paying attention. Whack. Not given to filthy lucre or money, but a lover of hospitality, a lover of good men, sober, just, holy, temperate, holding fast the faithful word as he has been taught. You can't do this. Go into any ministry. Any ministry. Go into Keith Moore's ministry. Start working for him, working for him. Don't hold fast the faithful word that he was taught there. Are you going to increase? No. Right? Are you? No, not in that ministry you won't. Eventually he's going to say, hey, what are you saying there? I never said that. Am I right? What about Kenneth Hagin? You go down there and you put Kenneth Hagin's name all over your stuff, the shield of faith and all that other stuff, and then you're out preaching something else. Well, God doesn't want everybody to be healed. You can't have what you say if you doubt not in your heart, but believe what you say comes to pass. You won't have what you say. That's the exact opposite of what this, okay, his ministry. You want to increase and you believe God called you to be there and you start saying the opposite thing that this man is saying. You think you're going to increase in it? That authority is going to come down on you, and you will either change or leave. So don't tell anybody that it's not God's will to heal them. It is God's will to heal them. And you can have what you say. If you doubt not in your heart, believe what you say, it comes to pass. You'll have whatever you say. Why do I say those things? Because that's what I'm under. I know who I'm under. I know what authority I come from. I know this, okay? You need to know it. Yes. Know it, because when you know it and you submit, you will increase in it. And it's not always what you want. Do you understand that? Is it always what you want? Well, I want what they want. Not self-willed. You won't be increased that way. People still here. I'm going to have to become a striker. Hallelujah. Holding fast the faithful word as he has been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers. Okay, glory be to God. Proverbs 26 says, don't turn there because I want you to go to the next one. It says, most men proclaim everyone his own goodness, but a faithful man who can find. Huh. Now, if you didn't get an understanding of what we just talked about, you won't understand that verse. Most men proclaim everyone his own goodness. How great I am. But a faithful man who can find. Faithful to what? Somebody else. Faithful. Where do you increase? In the faithfulness, in the authority. God is so a God of order and structure, and we miss it. And it's unfortunate, especially for the body of Christ in America. Other churches don't have this problem. Think of Paul Youngie Cho's church over there. See, David Youngie Cho now is the largest church in the world. They don't have any problem. It's over in Korea. And they don't have a problem with authority. They understand it. And even if they disagree, they do it. I'm not telling you just to shut off your head. I'm under the authority of God's word, and I'm under the authority of other men that I came up under. And I'm holding fast the faithful word as I have been taught. Jesus told them, go teach and preach those things which I taught you. Nobody can preach anything else. Why don't you preach about the seven lampstands and the end time prophecy and blah, blah, blah? Because I wasn't taught it and I know nothing about it. I could give you my opinion, but you don't want that. No, you want what I've been given. So I'm going to be faithful to give to you what I've been given. Do you understand? And what is that going to do? That's going to increase me in the authority structure that I'm in. And guess what that does for you? You go up. I'm your servant, by the way. So, but if you'll listen to what I'm saying, then you will increase. We're getting there, people. I know this isn't the most pleasant message to hear, but I tell you, in the body of Christ, this is huge. It's important. Because we're all just a bunch of self-doers. We'll just go do it ourselves. But we're part of the body of Christ. Paul had a lot to say about that. Well, what if the eye says to the ear, I have no need of you? Cuts him off. I'm an eye. What do I need to hear for? Does me no good. I like to see colors. I just want to see things. Mark chapter 10, verse 40. But to sit on my right hand and on my left hand is not mine to give, but it shall be given to them for whom it is prepared. What's happening here? James and John, the sons of thunder, which means they were loud, most likely. Is that thundering? No, that's James and John. They're arguing again. They said, we want to sit on your right hand and on your left hand when you enter your kingdom. Ah, so we could be the great ones. What do you say to him? To sit on my right hand and on my left hand, it is not mine to give, but it shall be given to them for whom it is what? Prepared. So is there a place prepared for somebody on Jesus' right hand? And what? They all knew this. What are they talking about? They're talking about the authority structure of the kingdom. That's where you want to be. If you're smart, okay, no. And you take false humility and go, no, brother. I want to be the least. I want to be the scab on the bottom of the foot, the body of Christ. then that's a sacred cow that needs to be kicked over. That's a traditional thinking. That's just wrong. You want to be right next to him. You want to be right there with him. Is that going to mean you got a lot more responsibility? Yeah, big time. Does that mean you better shape up and fly right? Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. Sit on my right hand. My left hand is not mine to give, but it shall be given to them for whom it is prepared. So there is a place prepared. Everybody say there's a place prepared. There's a place of authority. Did we see this about the evil spirit? He said he went to seek rest and found no place. He wanted to go back to the place where he came from. It was a house. Moses, Jesus were faithful in all their house. The position, the place that was prepared for them, they were faithful there. What did they get? A greater place. Jesus was raised up to the highest place, the highest position in the universe. But he got there by being faithful in the place where he was. If you're not faithful in the little thing, God's not going to make you ruler over much. Matter of fact, he'll take away the little thing that you weren't faithful over. Truth you speak, brother. I know. Be faithful. Know where God put you. Be faithful. You will be changed. You will increase. And there is no limit. You could be the matriarch. Glory be to God forever. He prepared this place. God set certain things in the church. He set what in the church? The place. And then he gave men to occupy that place. Can you change places? How would you change place? Did Paul change place? Was Paul an apostle immediately when he went into the ministry? No, he was a believer, a guy in a shirt. He went out into the wilderness. He paid the price of prayer, diligence in the Bible, studying, being faithful. And eventually the Bible called him a teacher and a prophet. Acts chapter 13. And then the Holy Ghost said, "Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them." He said, "I have called them. I've prepared a new place for you." Hallelujah. It's called Apostle to the Gentiles. Nobody even knew about it, but it was a place prepared. Paul entered into it. What if Paul wasn't faithful? Do you think God would put somebody else in there? Yeah. Absolutely. Glory be to God forever. But why did Paul get there? Because he was faithful in the place where he was supposed to be. When he's faithful there, God saw it, and he said, "Hey, here's somebody I can increase in authority. Here's somebody who's not going to drop the words I've already told him." He remembered them all, and now he's going to move on. Problem is, people don't like that. They don't want to hang out long enough, and they disappear. Can you do that in a marriage relationship? You can, but you're not supposed to. We have the body of Christ full of them. Part of the culture. I don't care if it's part of the culture or not. It's wrong. People living together, call themselves Christians. It's wrong. It is. What's the thought? You're gonna submit yourself to an authority? We're talking about submitting to an authority. Doing the thing you know to do is where you begin. It's where you begin. And then what happens? You increase in that. You're going to increase if you're not faithful over that? No. You'll decrease. You'll go backwards. Brother, now you're stepping on my toes talking about all this natural living stuff. Hey, the Bible is full of it. Line yourself up. Why? Because there's greater glory awaiting for you. Prove yourself faithful in that which is little. And God will give you something more. Man, I could run all over that thing. I think I better stop. Hallelujah. Start preaching. Man, Ed Dufresne, he'd get shouting and spitting on people. Or all those types of things, you know. Because here's a minister. He has a church now, and actually his wife's the pastor of the church there. He's still over it. But the point is, he would go from church to church to church. God would reveal things to him about the people in there, and he'd start preaching. You know? What's God going to tell you? The things that need to be changed. And if people don't like it, what do they do? Well, how could he say something like that? I don't like the way he said it. Tough. You're going to like the way he's a man, okay? You're not going to like everything I say. You're going to like the way I say it. I don't like the way he says it. I don't like the way he looks. Where's the scorpion on his tie? I don't like that. Guy's wearing jeans. Can't preach in jeans. See, you can come up with any type of thing just so that you don't have to hear what's being said. Snapping line. You want authority? You want great. Everybody said, oh, yeah, I want great authority, great authority. Well, snap in line. Quit hanging out with the wrong people. Quit hanging out with people that are not believers and aren't going on with God. Find the ones that are. Hang out with them. Be around them. The ones that are walking right in the Word. This is not easy, especially for young people. The world's full of these crazy, wild young people. Turn on the TV. It's full of garbage. It'll try to suck you down the wrong road. It's very easy to get sucked down that road. It's difficult to stay true and faithful to what God's called you to do. But when you are, what happens? You increase in authority. God can say, hey, this guy's not going to bow. You're not going to bow. You're not going to bend to that. You're not going to partake of the stupidity that's going on in the world. You're faithful to the word which you have been taught. And then the people that are around you and over, will you look at you and go, hey, this is a place where I can put some responsibility. Oh, brother. Welcome to Patty Cake Church, by the way. Well, the pastor didn't greet me at the door. And I swear his wife looked at me wrong. I'm never going back there again. You can think of any number of reasons. I've done the same stupid thing. I'm not sitting here blaming you. Or am I? I don't know, but I could be sitting in the chair too. The same thing. I'm not going there. They hold church meetings in a hotel ballroom. Any number of things. Just to pick on it and say, I'm not going to be faithful there. When if you hear the Spirit of God and you feel the anointing of God and you know that God has called you to be at a place, be there, be faithful, look over some of those stupid things. I've probably preached an entire sermon with my fly down or something. Nobody told me. Sorry, Jane. That's the way it is, okay? You're like, you fly. Imagine the people that are on TV, the people just sit there, turn them on, and they go, I don't like the looks of that guy. Oh, I don't like him. Or her, for goodness sakes. Oh, I don't like her hair. She's just fake. You can tell she's fake. How can you tell? Because you turn the TV on? Ooh, you're so super spiritual. You know. Is that faithful? No, these are the same people that go from church to church because nobody's making them happy. What should be making them happy? The Spirit of the living God and them being faithful to what God's called them to do. Believe me, I know God hasn't called everybody to be here. There are other churches. I'm not God's sent one to accumulate all the souls in this region. Souls. I collect them in my basket. No. But if God has called you to be here, then be faithful because God will increase you in that. And this thing is increasing. I'm telling you, unless I'm completely whacked, brother? No. Unless I'm completely whacked, then I've seen things that the Spirit of God's doing and he's trying to establish something here. And it's going to increase to the point where it'll just blow our minds. We're like, well, what happened? Like I said, we can't have that happen overnight because we'd all be just running around. We'd all run out in the street, get hit by the bus. Kablam! You see how many people were in church this morning? Quack! But it's the Holy Ghost. Who are we going to be faithful to? The Holy Spirit. Keeping him, allowing him to have a place to be. And staying with the Word. Staying with the Word, staying with the Word, staying with the Word. If people don't like it, sorry. I don't like it either sometimes. Like I said, I didn't want to preach any of this. I didn't. I wanted to preach straight authority of the believer. Straight up. The devil's under your feet. Your foot's on his head. And he's in trouble. But every time I got in the presence of God, I felt that rope going in this direction. And even now, I had to go here again. Rich will testify to it. He's like, well, you going to be able to get over in that other area? And I was like, I don't think so. Still going in this direction. Why is it? Why is it? Why would this type of message be necessary? Because we have the whole body of Christ in the United States doing the same thing. Nobody's faithful to anything. I'm not even faithful to the channel I'm watching. I'm watching four shows at one time. You're not even committed to one TV show. I'm trying to watch four different games. Somebody comes on I don't like, well, I'm clicking over here. I don't like that. They talk funny. Jesus is Lord. Does anybody have any idea where I left off? 10:40. Okay, God set these in the church. A place prepared. Everybody say a place prepared. 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy 2:21. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. He said that the two people, I can't give this place. I can't give this position to any two people. At that point, they'd not proved themselves faithful, had they? They wanted the position, but it's faithfulness that proves them able to stand in that place that's prepared by God on Jesus's right hand, on Jesus's left hand. The place is there. The place is prepared. Are you faithful enough to stand in it? That's where you have to prove yourself. That was good. 21, if a man therefore purge himself, if therefore a man will have the pastor lay his hands on his head in such and so a way, with the vibrating power of the Holy Ghost in such, to which the power shall vibrate the man's shoes, then shall he be prepared. No. What did it say? Purge himself. Oh, now I know I really don't like this message. I got to purge myself. Hallelujah. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, and meet for his own purposes. Finally, I've come to the place where I've completely purged myself. And now I can do whatever I darn well please. Now you're ready. You're prepared for the master's use, for his purposes. Meet for the master's use and prepared unto every good work. So who has a big deal to do here with the preparation? You do. I do. And how are you prepared? Faithfulness. Faithfulness prepares you for great authority. If you're not faithful, you won't be prepared for great authority. Does that make sense? You're not ready for it. All of a sudden, God gives you great demon casting out authority. You show up and you cast all the demons out of South Portland. All of them. They all moved down to Old Orchard. But you're not prepared for that kind of authority. You're not prepared for that kind of power. And so when they seek rest and find none and come knocking on your door and saying, we're going back in. Are you prepared for that? You are what you're prepared for right now. I hate to say that. You are what you're prepared for. God's watching you. I mean, God's watching you? Yes. The Lord is watching you. He's watching you to see there's a place prepared for you. And it's a big place. It's a wide open place. It's a great place of great authority. It's prepared. But you have to prove yourself faithful to step into it. He's got to know that you're not going to mess it up when you do. How many times have we seen this happen? Ministers, oh, time and time again, they weren't prepared, they weren't faithful. All of a sudden, they can't handle the women coming at them.
Oh, Pastor, you're so cute. I love the way you talk. I felt like you were talking right to me. You ministered to my soul. Would you please come and talk to me some more in my private chambers?
And it's like, later.
Well, I'm not giving any offering anymore. I'm not coming anymore. He wouldn't speak to me in my private chambers. That's it. Going somewhere else.
You don't think that happens? Are you kidding me? Faithfulness. Be faithful. Hallelujah. Oh, and the money starts coming in. How many people fall for this? Oh, the money in the bucket. Can't even fit it all in there. So much.
I like to take it home and put it in the bathtub and roll around in it. It's so much.
No, faithful over little, ruler over much. That's why tithing is key, people. If your God's not going to trust you, if you don't tithe 10% of your money, 10%, do we know what tithing is? 10% off the top belongs to the Lord. Why do you think he did that? So he could prove yourself faithful. 10%, he could have said 20, couldn't he? He's God. He could have said 97.3%. And we've been like, that means I got to live on ramen noodles. And in a box. Just to obey God. No, 10%. The government takes more than that. You understand? Faithfulness. Faithfulness. Prove yourself. The tithers here. Have you seen God prove himself faithful to you when you're faithful to him? Yes, absolutely. And what happens? Is there an increase?
Yes.
Is money a type of authority?
Yes.
Is it? Especially in America, you can buy stuff, right? That's authority. Gives you the authority. $100,000 gives you more authority than $10. Let's say you buy a brand new Mercedes-Benz with $10. You need a little more authority. Do you understand? Can you be increased in? Is God the God of increase? How does he increase people? By faithfulness. It won't come any other way. There'll be no line you could get in. Well, I'm going to have the prosperity prophet lay his hands on me. He will prophesy over me that all good things are coming. And he will name them. I believe in prophecy. Are you kidding me? But faithfulness is how you increase in authority. Did I give you enough scriptures on that? This is a scratch of the surface, people. Scratch of the surface. Hallelujah. If you're faithful over a little, he will make you what? Ruler over much. That's authority. But I tithed once and nothing happened. Oh, you're so faithful. Oh, faithful one you are. You tithed once. Faithfulness is committing to do it until hell freezes over. And it's not going to freeze over. So you're committed at that point.
Yes.
What about reading your Bible every day?
Yes.
Let hell freeze over. I'm reading my Bible. What about maintaining your confession? What if a symptom comes on you? Achoo. What are you going to say? By stripes I'm healed. Sickness can't stay in my body. And I'm going to hold myself into faithfulness over that in his word.
Yes.
I'm holding fast the faithful word as I have been taught.
Yes.
And my authority increases. All right. Welcome, people. Hallelujah. John chapter 14, verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for who? For you. Jesus went to prepare a place for you. Does this word mean anything to you now? What is it? It's a place of dominion. It's a place of authority. He went to prepare this place for you. So just by default, you're going to fall into it? Jesus made this place. Oh, kaboom. I'm in it. Bow your knee. No, he went to prepare a place. How do you get to that place that he has prepared? Faithfulness. Glory be to God. Look at this. He says, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Where? In that same place, that same position of authority, that same place, that same seating in the kingdom of God that he's in. But it's faithfulness that gets you there. Who wants great authority? comes by great faithfulness, holding fast the faithful word as you have been taught. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 19. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe? According to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. Where's Jesus set? At the Father's own right hand. Was this place prepared? Was Jesus our example of faithfulness? Did he set down in this place of authority? He did. Verse 21, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. All things are put under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church. Who's the head of the church? The Lord Jesus Christ. He's a head over all things. That would be you and me. We're never going to be the head, but we'll be like him. When we're in submission to him and we do what he says. Whose authority and power structure are we under? His. And he's Lord of all. Can we increase in this? Is there a place on his right hand and on his left hand? Yes. There are places prepared, and I guarantee you there's places that people have not occupied yet because they haven't proven themselves faithful. And they get halfway up the ladder and pretty soon they're looking at Marsha. She's so pretty. She comes to all the meetings. Then they start looking at the money. And they're like, the money, ooh, it's getting bigger. Pretty soon they're buying stuff that they shouldn't be. Faithfulness. What happens to those people? They disappear. Where'd they go? Then eventually they repent and they come back. Why do that? Why not stay faithful? I guarantee you they lost the position in the place that they were in. And it takes a long time to get back up there. Just do it the right way the first time. You won't have to worry about all that. Well, you sound like one of them holiness preachers. Bingo. Holiness and faithfulness. These things will keep you solid in the kingdom of God. And you won't fall out of your seat of authority. Won't knock you off. Some big, rugged, handsome guy coming along. I know he's not a Christian, but he's a sweet man. And my husband just doesn't understand. Oh, okay, I'm stopping. Hallelujah. He's put all things under his feet. 22, gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that fills all in all. Go to chapter 2, verse 5. Even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together with Christ. By grace are you saved, and has raised us up together and made us sit. Everybody say sit. Sit in this place. Sit in this place. This dominion, this authority, together. Apart? By yourself? Together. Made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace. Do you want that? Where's this going to be? Seated somewhere else? Are you going to be seated in his authority, in his structure, in his body, being faithful to what he's called you to do? That's where the devil's subject to you. Amen. Outside of that, he's not. He doesn't have to listen to you. Did this come together? Did this make sense? It's in that where you have dominion over all the power of the enemy, just like Jesus, your head, does. But when you're out of order, like a giant portion of the body of Christ is, sickness and disease doesn't have to obey them. Poverty doesn't have to leave. It's when they're in submission to the authority of Jesus, who's the head of his body. People want to be outside the body. Body functions in a certain way. Hallelujah. Go with me to James 4. We'll end with this. What are you going to do when God increases your authority and gives you an opportunity to do something? You're going to be faithful. You're going to accept it, and you're going to be faithful, and you're going to stay there, and you're going to do it, and you're going to excel at it. You're going to be the best person that ever did that. If you're at the greeter at the door, Embarrass everybody when they come in. You're so good at greeting people. Well, welcome. Glory be to God. How are ya? Can I help you find something? Here's a sticker. Have a nice day. Do whatever you are given to do and be faithful in it. Be the best one there ever was. And increase in that, and then God will increase you. He's preparing a place. As you're doing that, He's preparing another place for you. It's being prepared right now. You'll never enter into it until you prove yourself faithful where you are. Do you want the next place? Do you want the next authority? There's great glory, great authority waiting for you, but you've got to prove yourself faithful where you're at. I want to rule the nations, but I refuse to read my Bible every day. Oh, keep my mouth straight. If you can't do those simple things, and I had other scriptures that said, if you can't be responsible over what somebody else has, who's going to give you your own? Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Why did he say it like this? Why didn't he just say, resist the devil, he'll flee? Because the devil doesn't have to unless you're in submission to God. You want greater authority over the devil? Submit yourself greater to the things of God. I know this by experience. The more I'm in his presence, the more I'm in his word, the more I'm submitted to him and I have his Holy Ghost on me, in me, and around me, the more I know that the devil has to flee from me. Is it because of who I am? No, it's because of my faithfulness and my authority over that increased. And at times when I haven't been faithful and I'm out of the word and I'm not praying in tongues every day and I'm not keeping my confession straight and I'm whining and bawling and moaning, God, why is not working out? Why is nothing happening? Right there is a bad confession. Shut up. All things work together for good to those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Say the word. But when I'm in that funk and I'm down and nothing's working right, you think I'm submitted to God? No, I'm out of submission. Is the devil going to listen to me? He doesn't have to. We can walk in this, people. We can walk in great authority. We can walk in great power in the earth. But it all comes by submission to God and his kingdom. Jesus cast out demons by the kingdom, the finger of God. He said, the kingdom of God has come to you. It wasn't just you. It was your posse. It was you and your network. It was you and the whole kingdom behind you. That's why the demon left. You are a man or a woman set under authority, having under you people that are in subjection to your authority, that came by the authority and structure over you. Is this simple enough, people? Yes. Hallelujah. Father, in Jesus' name, thank you for your word. I thank you for your glory. I thank you that we have the ability to submit ourselves to your word and your glorious church set in the earth, the body of Christ. Show us how we can be faithful over what you've given us, that we may increase into the next places that you have prepared for us. We desire to enter them, Father. We say that right now. We desire to enter that place. Everybody say, I desire to enter the place that God has prepared for me. And I will be faithful in that place. And he'll prepare even a greater place. Father, help me to be faithful over what you've called me to do. In Jesus' name. Amen.
When shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord? Then shall we grow as we sow and reap from him.
This message has been brought to you, free of charge, by the Metropolitan Holy Ghost Society. More messages are available online at www.holyghostsociety.org.